We have added brand new features.
All right, and we have the live stream is back, so we cross over. Without further ado, I give you Range Rover State versus Range Rover Oil N1 bail application.
To a collective effort together with the state. I mean, you would have noticed, for example, you may refer to Exhibit A. Exhibit A comes from Mr. Namandi.
Yes.
So that we can then hand up to the court an agreed bundle of exhibits that, I mean, defense and the state has likewise covered with whichever witness. So that, Your Worship, in the interest of time, this application can move forward. We cannot now at this point be hamstrung in an administrative process, clearly as the one now embarked upon by the state, and precious time is lost.
Mrs. Hinda?
Your Worship, I beg to disagree with Mr. Casper, because the only documents that both the state as well as Mr. Namandi have in common are the Enercon accounts. But with regards to the accounts of Eco Trading, Banduleni, Quality Meat Supplies, that was not handed up by Mr. Namandi, and I'll have to make reference to it when I cross-examine the applicant before court. So it's just prudent that these documents are handed up. For instance, Your Worship would note that Mr. Namandi inquired from court the Enercon account 520, what is the entry date that it starts with? It's different from the date which is indicated by the document that is handed up by the state. And then it's just 4 or 5 more bank statements still to be handed up, so there's no issue with that.
Well, then it's fine if it is fine. We can always work after
other documents. Yes. Then, Ms. Hinda, you can proceed.
Is the court in possession of the bank statement of Eco Trading?
Yes.
That's the bank statement of Eco Trading CC, Bank Ventuk account. Account number CHK 800-65-34-823. It's consisting of 7 pages, Your Worship. Page 127.
Counsel, are you in possession of the document?
Yes, yes, we do, Your Worship.
The document then marked as Exhibit B3. B.
So it's the court marking all bank segments B?
Yes.
The next quality meat supplies. Bishop, the next bank statement is for Quality Meat Supply CC. May I proceed, Bishop? Quality Meat Supply CC, it's a Bank Ventuk bank account statement. Account number CHK 80-234-89-861.
Yes, the bank statement of Quality Meat Supplies is then marked as Exhibit B4.
Bank statement is that of Onyeka. Onyeka Clearing CC and Forwarding. May I proceed?
Yeah, please.
Onyeka Clearing and Forwarding CC, held at Bank Windhoek, account number CHK 8004210 77.
Bank statement of Onyeka Clearing and Forwarding CC is marked as Exhibit B5.
Bishop, it consists, may the record also reflect that it consists of 8 pages. Apologies, it consists of 19 pages, Your Worship. Consists of 19 pages, you can verify. How many pages there? May I proceed, Your Worship?
You can proceed.
Your Worship, may I just for the record say that we only have
eight pages.
1 to 8, besides the document being numbered 1 to 19.
Ms. Hinda, can you just confirm?
Bishop, the copy that I have consists of 19 pages. Mr. Namanji, how many pages does your document have? We can just make note of that. The next bank statement is that
8 pages. Eight.
Oh, there's 8 pages.
Yes.
No teachers. The next bank statement is that of Pantuleni Farming CC.
Account number?
That's Learning Farming Bank Venture account, account CHK 253953 41, Your Worship. What's the next 3 pages?
That is the bank statement of Pantuleni Farming Enterprise CC is marked as Exhibit B6.
As a court, please. The next bank statement of CP. But we have the full statement, just make protocols consisting of 65 pages. But we will only refer to the first 2 pages which we have initially
taken. We should jealously guard against the volumes. Yes, because we have them. We have been provided P2. In this proceeding situation, we too have been canvassed. It's considered a bulky record, Your Worship.
There's another deadline. Your Worship, you will see that the stock has gone. going ahead, we are that much. We are paying our clients. Now, we are provided with two pages, and then my colleague hand up nine, some of which we have left. Is my colleague going to cross-examine my client on those pages? And if yes, why are we being ambushed? And we did not even have an opportunity to confirm authenticity. Surely, your worship, something must bother all of us, and in particular the court. So why? What is the reason for us to be given two pages, say, last week when my client, before my client, after my client actually had started testifying, and today applied to hand up 19 pages we have not seen? What is the state interest in the other pages that we did not see? Is my client going to be confronted with those?
Mrs. Hina, response?
As the court says, you should, the cross-examination of the applicant before court will only relate to the two pages which were disclosed to the counsels last week. But at the time when the Mr. Valumsa testifies, we will refer to his entire bank statement. So perhaps for these proceedings, we can hold on to the bank statement of Mr. Valumsa and then just hand up the two pages that we had disclosed.
That is also another problem, Your Worship. Then why? Because Mr. Valumsa is not an applicant in this proceedings, Your Worship.
Mr. Valumsa is accused who?
Accused number two. Mr. My colleague for him placed it on record more than three times that he's not bringing. I don't even know why he's brought to court. Remember, he said he will sit in court on a watching brief. The proceeding that proceedings that proceed for 2 weeks can easily become an irregularity for a small thing. Why are the documents aimed at leading evidence against accused number two being handed up and wasting with respect our time when he's not an applicant with respect?
Yeah, I understand, Mr. Namani, yes. But Ms. Hinda indicated she will hold on to those documents because they relate to accused.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm only raising it that so that we do not find ourselves in this situation again.
Yes, that issue has been put to rest.
Your Worship, may I just touch on that issue? I beg to differ with Mr. Namanje because even though Mr. Valumsa is not an applicant in this bail proceedings, reference will be made to monies that were transferred to his account. Therefore, we need to produce his bank statements as well as that of Parkwood in order to be able to cross-examine the applicants that are bringing the bail application before court.
As the court pleases.
Yes, then we can proceed.
As the court pleases. So what is the court stance? Am I able to proceed and hand up?
Yes, if you can proceed, then that is.
Standard Bank account, Valumsa CP. Account number 24187944 2.
Can you just repeat the account number?
24187944 2. Bishop, we will give the court a different.
Counsel, did you manage to locate the document?
Yes, it is confined only to the two pages.
Yes, only the two pages.
We have those.
Then the document is marked as Exhibit B 7. That is Valumsa CP Standard Bank account number.
You should be next. Bank statement is that of Parkwood Petroleum Logistics CC. Mr. Francho. May I proceed, Your Worship? Parkwood Petroleum and Logistics CC. It's an account held at NetBank. Account number 11990440117. Consisting of 14 pages.
This Parkwood Petroleum and Logistics CC bank statement is marked as Exhibit B8.
As a court pieces, the next two bank statements are there for Aramco Petroleum CC. Counsels are in position. Just give it to them.
Please report your worship. We don't have these two bank statements for a raw petroleum system. We never given these documents at the commencement of the proceeding. Please go to your worship.
I likewise continue, Your Worship. You will equally appreciate that at the stage where we are, dealt with any of the applicants that have since testified, Your Worship.
I just want to confirm, is it a deliberate thing to be giving us? Honestly, accused person is in the dock to be cross-examined. Expectation would have been that if there are documents that my colleagues wanted to deal with them during cross-examination, I should have been given those documents prior to my client taking the witness so that I prepare and take instructions. So is it deliberate? And for what purposes are these documents being handed up during my client's cross-examination without me even seeing them? All right, I'm not objecting. I'm placing it on record that we are being prejudiced massively.
Your Worship, before the state can be given an opportunity to reply, I think the approach by the state, and I don't intend to disrespect the state, they have the right to conduct the proceedings as they wish, but they have to do so within the confines of the law. Because Article 12 of the Constitution, which speaks to the right to a fair trial, that right implies the right to defend oneself. And you cannot defend oneself when you are being ambushed. This document ought to have been provided to the accused person or their legal counsel beforehand so that they can prepare their defense as far as these documents are being concerned. Please go to your worship.
Mrs. Hinda, any response?
Your Worship, the state will hold on to the bank statements of Erongwa Petroleum. We'll proceed with the two bank statements, which I'm aware were disclosed to the parties. That is the bank statement of Peter Hango Ilindi. Councils can confirm.
Yes, then the state is indicating they will hold on to this. Above, then the objection is then sustained. We can proceed.
Peter Ilindi, bank statement. They can confirm whether they have received same.
We have that one, Your Worship.
May I proceed, Your Worship?
You can proceed.
Peter Hango Ilindi, it's a bank venture account. Account number HCK
800-5198-059. The bank statement of Peter H. Ilindi is then marked as Exhibit B9.
Exhibit?
B9
as a particular. Malakia Ilindi bank statement, Your Worship. That's the applicant in the dock. Council, can you confirm that you have the bank statement of Malakia Ilindi? Consisting of 7 pages, Your Worship. Malakia Natangwe Ilindi, held at Bank Ventuk, account number CHK 11-00593-001.
Bank statement of Malakia Ilindi is marked as Exhibit B10.
Court pieces. Your Worship will note that during cross-examination of the first applicant, Advocate Lilungwa also made reference to two documents, that's the asset purchase agreement as well as the memorandum of agreement which was entered between Ministry of Defense and ENACON. State would also like to hand up same unless same is contained in the bundle that was handed up by Mr. Namanti, then the court can just number them.
Those documents, this morning I was trying to make it easy so that we do not duplicate. Those documents are already the purchase agreement my colleague is referring to. Your Worship is in the, it's at page 51. For purposes of, we are not prejudicing the state. Maybe the state can just take note where it is, because this bundle will be handed up, Your Worship, in totality. Every document has been dealt with. Yeah, so if the state is cross-examining, it has our bundle, Your Worship, and our bundle is numbered. It will be the best way to do it. Otherwise, if you hand up a document that is unnumbered and just lose, it will just be cause problems. That document is already... there's no need to hand up a separate one.
Mrs. Hina?
That's in order, Your Worship. Bishop, the stage is ready to commence with his cross-examination.
You can proceed.
Accused may rise. Master Ilindi, you informed this court that you have three children, is that correct?
That's not what I informed.
Oh, you have five children, sorry. You said three of them are minors, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said minors, give us the ages.
16, 17, 18.
How old are the other two?
32 and 28.
Pardon?
32 and 28.
On the day that you were arrested, which children were with you in the house?
The three minors.
Now, was it your testimony to this court that when the police officers arrested you, at your residence, you left the children in the house?
Sleeping, yes, that's what I said.
What time of the day were you arrested?
9:30 to 10.
Now, the investigating officer will come and testify and inform this court that it's not true what you're telling the court. You will come and inform the court that they allowed you to phone people to come and take care of these children. Firstly, you phoned your brother. He did not answer. And thereafter, you called a female, a lady that came to the aid of these children.
I did not call somebody to come outside. The person who was there was already in the house.
Just repeat that. The person was already in the house.
Yes.
Who was in the house?
My second wife.
Yes, that's what you will come and tell the court. You actually kissed the person before you left. So why are you telling the court that you left three children all by themselves in the house?
Right.
Because that's the image that you portrayed to court.
I informed this honorable court that I left my kids sleeping because they just arrived in the morning at 5 o'clock that day. So I do not know that the investigator knows that my wife, I did not say at one point I left them alone.
But the image that you created to this court was that the constitutional rights of the children, you left the three children in the house. So is it your version today that there was actually an adult in the house with the three children?
I left the kids sleeping.
With an adult?
Yes. My colleague let my client complete his sentences. Can the court requirement with respect to my colleague to let the witness? She cannot muzzle my client. I informed this court that I left the kids sleeping and they did not see their parents when they were arrested at 3 today. That's the point in that I'm standing on that one.
Okay.
Are you eligible to vote but not yet a registered voter? Your time is now. Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all qualified citizens to take part in the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. These include those who turned 18 years after the previous registration of voters, all eligible Namibian citizens who are not yet in possession of a valid voter's card, citizens who have changed residence from one constituency or local authority to a different constituency or local authority. Democracy is not a spectator sport, it's all about taking part. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Okay, so I take it that the three children were there and your second wife was also in the house.
Yes.
Can you go to your personal circumstances, that document, which was I don't think it was numbered. Personal circumstances of the second applicant, Master Malaki Elindi. Do you have that document, sir?
My document is there.
Just show it to me, please, person. I'm not sure if it was handed to court. The document that Master Namanje.
Mr. Namanje is on the record that they will compile.
Okay.
So
can you just refer to your copy? Because I need that copy.
I gave my copy today because the copy I was using was for my attorney. So.
Attorney, can you please give your client his statement? Do you have, are you
on the
second page?
Yes,
the properties that you have listed, are the properties in your name? I'm not sure whether you testified on it. Are they personally registered in your name, the properties listed
there? There are properties that register personally on my name, and there are those registered under either a PTY or a CC.
Can you please go to BV Investment? Can you see that?
Yes.
Can
what
you
is
just
the name?
BV Investments 4402 PTY Limited. Just read that for us.
BV Investment 402 PTY LCD Malaki Alindi Family Trust.
Okay, just continue reading. I see there's a bank book.
And then the amount of 6.8 and the rabbit of 6.2.
Okay.
It's a Ben Vinduk. The amount is 6,880,000 and the liability is 6,242,220.
Okay. Read the next entry. Okaneke, read that.
Okaneke Residence in Ndango.
Okay. What is in Ndangwa? Is it a house?
Yes.
It's a house in Ndangwa.
Yes.
So it's not a business?
No.
Okay. What is the value?
22 million.
So the value of that house is 22 million?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we can put that aside. Just wanted to get that out. Yeah. Austin Elindi, who's that?
Austin Elindi is the son of Peter Elindi, my brother.
So it's your nephew?
Yes.
Can you tell the court what is your relationship with Emmanuel Mulunga? Do you have any relationship other than Namcor and Akon? Is there any friendship, any personal ties that you have? And please think through. I'm going to put various individuals to you. Please think before you answer.
There is no any other relationship apart from, number one, he's from Omitele, where I was born.
Okay. What is Omitele? Just explain to court. We don't know where Omitele is.
I just mentioned to the court previously, Omitele is a village in the Shikoto region.
Yes. So, who is from Omitele?
Yes, he's also from Omitele.
So, you are from Omitele and Emmanuel Mulunga is also from Omitele.
Yes.
So, you know him from the village?
Not from the village. He grew up in Gendo, sure.
Okay.
Not from Omitele. But I know he's from Omitele. The parents are from Omitele.
Milo James Awala, how do you know him? What's your relationship with him?
The relationship with him, a director in Elecom, just like. Mm-hmm.
Any other personal relationship, same village, friends?
No.
Weekends, interactions, anything?
No.
Valam, sir?
I only know him. Apart from that, Namco is working for Namco. No any friendship or any other.
Jennifer Amukwaya?
The same with Valam.
Just. Explain.
I just know her that she's working for an uncle.
Okay.
Long friendship.
Banduleni Amukwaya, I'm going to frustration.
It's in order.
Banduleni Hamukwaya.
I just know him as the husband to Jennifer Hamukwaya. Simply because Banduleni Hamukwaya, they were in Cuba with my brother Peter Edu.
Victor Simaneka Malema.
I know him as he grew up in my brother's house from the age of 15, and he's the son of my brother Peter and his sister-in-law.
So he grew up in your brother's house?
Yes.
Which house? Which house of your brother did he grow up?
The one is number 15, Hamelko. Okay.
Just give us that again. Number?
Number 15, Hamelko.
15? 15.
Okay.
Amarko. Amarko. Where is that?
In Auckland Park. Window.
Do you know the last applicant, Leon Nandako Stefanis?
No, I only you know him at court.
At court, yeah.
Okay, can you please tell the court what was the composition of Enercon in 2016 and 2022? Composition, I mean, who was the chairperson, who was the CEO, who was the director?
I would not know that.
But you confirm that in 2022, yourself and your brother, Peter Malakia, you were the signatories to the bank account of Enercon?
Yes.
Was Brigadier Awala also a signatory to the bank account?
No.
Can you just...
No, if I can recall.
In 2016, it was the same. Yourself and Peter, you were the signatories to the bank account of Enercon.
If I can recall, yes, but I cannot recall. 2016 is a long time ago.
When was Brigadier the director of Enercon?
When you are saying Brigadier?
Brigadier Awala, James Awala Bishop. When was he a director of Enercon?
He was a director, I'm sure, at the time of 2016, at the time of we all resigned at the same time on the 23rd of February.
The two bank accounts of Enercon for each of are you with me? Enercon bank account 520, who were the signatories on that account?
A joint me and Ms. Jennifer Ampere. I'm not too sure whether Peter was a signatory.
The account
for
when did Jennifer become a signatory to the Enercon account 520? When?
Mrs. Maggie, Jennifer, are you referring to accused three?
Indeed, Worship.
Yes. For the record,
for the record, I'll refer to her as Jennifer, but that's accused number three.
Yes. Can you, for the record, can you refer to accused three? Maybe so we just have this.
As a part.
Yes.
When did the signature to that account, sir?
The date.
Okay, I'll get back to you.
Yes. You said they were referring to for the record, can we refer to her as AQC? Now the question can be, when did I become a signatory to the
No, Judge Yoshua.
Yes.
When did AQC number 3 become a signatory to the record?
I don't know the date.
Document to the applicant. I'm not sure if it's part of Master Namanji's bundle. The memorandum of agreement between ended between NDF and Enacon. Can the court bear with us?
There was
yes,
Your Worship. There was never any document entered into between NDF and Enacon. Is my colleague talking about Ministry of Defence? Is it that?
Ministry of Defence, yes.
Yes, that's not NDF.
It's terminology, counsel.
Yes,
Ministry of Defence and Enacon. Bishop, can just
there are two.
Master Namanji's bundle.
There are that we at page 115 of the first bundle of your worship.
In that, which one are you referring to?
At page 115.
I know. 2015.
Then your worship is the 143 and the weekend of 2011. 143 in the Perindi, 143.
Page 14.
Yes, bundle just to confirm that I'll be procedure. Just a question
Well, again, there is absolutely nothing wrong with your radio or my microphone. It's just I think it's a streaming thing which is coming to us from the Windhoek Magistrate Court. And if you just tuned in, this is you are listening to the bail application of the state versus NAMCO and versus Insonga and 12. Just trying to sort out the sound issue because the sound is not on my end, so we just have to hang in there for dear life. And we're going to take a break while we try to figure out to see if it's the problem is restored. And just in case you're wondering, it's not on my end. It's all at the magistrate court. There's a lot of finger pointing going on, and there are a few things that one can basically make from what we've seen so far with the very unreliable sound and video quality at this point. But one thing is that the state seems to, been caught red-handed to, as it's been called by opposing, by the opposing lawyers, an ambush. It's keeps coming on and off, and now the whole part of the ambush can actually can actually be made by any by anyone who's who is not given documents, beforehand, because, they are supposed to walk their clients through, what was submitted by the, what was submitted by the other party. So handing it over during the proceeding raises a lot of questions. That's for a good reason. Let's try that again. No, still nothing. We still have Mr. Lindy on the stand. That's I'm calling them Lindy Senior. And one thing that we can see here is that the prosecution in this case who's piloting the prosecution board today is the public prosecutor Miss Hinda, and let me just say, I really admire her composure under pressure, because that's not an easy thing to do, considering the high profile and nature of the case. And she's all composed, just filling in for the colleague who filed for the postponement we are listening to today, because, well, he's not feeling well. And the case is ongoing as we speak. I know as much as you like to listen to my voice, I don't think you are, you want to listen to it today, but at least not this time. But this is not on me, believe me. Yeah, we're still off. Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do, considering the high profile nature of the case. And, Mr. Elindi Senior, or what, the gentleman who I think from now henceforth I like to refer to as, at least in this case, like the literal case that's ongoing, that's the bail application, the bail application hearing, Elindi Senior. is being, is being questioned, that is by the, that's by the prosecution, as to, trying to compare the story that was given to the prosecution, obviously, by the arresting officers, and the, the story that was presented, that has already been presented by Mr. Lindi, that is around, around the day that he was arrested. Well, in summary, the story from his side sounds like, seems to imply that he was arrested, when he was arrested, there was no one at home. And then, walking, under the prosecution, under the prosecution questioning, what we seem to be hearing is that when he was arrested, his second wife was at home. So, someone was there with the kids. Always good to have a second wife, guys, just in case, things go south with the authorities. And moral of the story. Oh, sorry. It's 7 minutes past the hour for 11. It's known by the Gibb. Look, this is me. You can deal with it. I'm not changing me. But anyway, so, that's, unfortunately who you are dealing with today. The whole thing basically seemed to have, frozen. We're going to take just a short break and see if there is something that changed. But from the look of things, we're going to, it's not just us, buddy. It's not just us. It seems like the whole stream is just down. I'm sure the tech on the ground are on it, but until then, we'll just keep going through what have already been discussed so far, which is not much, actually, because of the, again, the sound quality is just, I can't believe we're asking for, I can't believe we're asking for what's this, AI ambulances when we can barely hold a live stream for, for an hour. But quick break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, 10 minutes past the hour of 11. And from the look of things, it doesn't seem to be, the issue with the stream doesn't seem to be resolved. But, one thing that I have also picked up from what has been discussed so far, or more like what have been covered so far, is it's more on the side of the state, submitting files, more like trying to hand over documents on the same day. It's somewhat is something that could really be, you know, work against their case, because, well, like you had one of the defense pointing out that this is going against although he did not point directly to the law of evidence, I'm sure that's something that could also come up anytime soon if that was allowed to continue. But one thing that was pointed out by the defense lawyer is that it can only be construed as an unfair trial, and that is against section 12 of section 12 of the Namibian Constitution. So if you are just handing over documents on the exact day of the hearing, it doesn't it's called not playing fair, because you're supposed to hand it on both sides of the representatives representing both sides before you continue. And anyone that has been in conciliation, that's even even on something that's considered legally minor, as an employer-employee dispute in conciliation disputes at the Labor Commission, and also have seen the same thing, that you cannot just submit the documents on the exact day of the hearing. That one of the technical requirements you are required to meet is make sure before the sitting date, the documents that you are going to present, to the conciliator or arbitrator, you have also given them to the party that you are in dispute with. From the look of things, so we are back to the live stream. Please, let's continue.
Yes.
Please read that.
The design and installation of...
Can you just read a bit louder so we record you?
The design and installation of any such overhead canopy of any MOD home-based fuel station shall exclusively be done by Enercon.
Can you just pause there? Can you just read that again? Just read that. Can you just repeat that again? Oh, let me read it for you. The designs and installations of any overhead canopies for any MOD home-based fuel station shall exclusively be done by Enercon. Can you see that?
Yes.
You can continue reading.
The party agreed that the installation of insulated prefabricated fuel attendant structure for the following MOD home-based fuel station has either commenced or is nearing completion.
Yes.
Tobias Haineko Gabriel Garrison Sederov, Osona Military School, Oganda.
Okay, can we just pause there quickly? Can I just ask them? Okay, just continue. I'll ask the follow-up question.
Munyukungu Vauva Barak for Babis. Wilva Tashia Nakada Barak, Weko. Nande Shafombabi Barak, Otavi. King Nehare Jampingana, Ami Battle School, Osevero. Voito Jason Konjeni Barak, Rundu. Greenwell Matongo Barak, Katima Munido. Peter Enias Nanyemba Barak, Oruno. Shakati Military Base. I don't know whether it's Hilinde Stefanos,
yes.
Chapuha Danger Barak Wakana, and General Dima Amambo Garrison Hotel.
Okay. So is this where the home base fuel stations that you refer to, is this where they are situated?
Yes.
That one that you just opened. Can you just confirm with me page 28 of the agreement? I'm not sure Mr. Namaj is bundle.
I don't have page 28.
Did you see it here at the bottom?
Page 170.
170.
170. Okay.
Do you have it, sir? That's page 28 at the bottom. Do you have it?
Just give me a moment, I'll be there soon.
Take your time.
170, yes.
Okay. You agree with me that this agreement was signed on the 15th of September, the year 2016, correct?
Yes.
Can you just put that bundle aside? Can you go to the asset purchase agreement? Mr. Namanji's bundle, maybe the court can assist me or counsel.
Page 63.
Page 63, what? Yes, I'm there.
Can you also have regards to the commercial offer? The offer by, or the purported offer by Namco?
63. Sorry, are you there? Page 63.
Is this page in your
ship? Okay, just take your time.
I'm here.
Okay. What is the date? We're starting with a commercial offer. What's the date on that offer?
8th of July 2022.
And it's signed by the managing director, Nani Bulunga, do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Can you go to the page 64? No, before we go to page 64, please go back to page 63 and just read the first two paragraphs.
This offer is to acquire the Elecon Namibia Pty Ltd Park Storage Facilities situated at various Ministry of Defense for the amount of 53,212,000.
Okay. Bulk storage facilities, what is that?
I'm not the author of this offer, so...
Okay, just wait. You're not the author. Go to page 64. Who are the parties that signed on page 64?
Maraka Yalindi and Peter Yalindi.
Okay, read.
With respect, for record, my colleague
must just be careful. She's referring, if she's referring to directors who signed, then she must say so. She appeared to, if you say parties, she suggests parties to the offer. Those are directors, please. If she must just read the document as they appear, she must not substitute words to suit a certain narrative. The individual parties that signed, it's not that they are a party to the offer, they are a director representing Eneco. And that is what the document is saying. A party in a contractual context is a party to an agreement.
I'm not sure what is the basis of the objection. My question was, who signed?
No.
Which party signed? Who signed it? Exactly. I can rephrase.
You're just
go to page 64, sir. Are you there?
Yes.
Read what's written on that page, sir.
Acceptance of offer by Eneco Namibia.
Read everything up to...
Yes, you mean the parties...
You just said Eneco Namibia, read everything, they speak to you, I read everything that's on the page.
Oh, okay. So, accepting the offer by Eneco Namibia, Pty Ltd.
Okay. And then, Peter Yalindi, you can read everything into
Peter Yalindi, director, and Malaki Yalindi, director.
Okay. You are Malaki Yalindi, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You signed it.
Yes.
Correct. Peter Yalindi also signed. Okay. Acceptance of offer by Enercon Namibia Pty Limited.
Yes.
You sign.
Yes.
What did you accept?
I didn't say that I was not accepting or I was not the director of Enercon. I said I was not the author of the document. That's what I said.
What did you accept? Acceptance of offer by Enercon.
Yes.
Which offer?
The offer to acquire, for Namco to acquire the assets.
Okay, then it takes us back to page 63. Go to page 63.
Yes.
What was Namco offering you, or offering you in your capacity as a director? When I mean your capacity as a director of Enercon.
Okay.
You agree? Okay. 63.
Offer to acquire Enercon Namibia petroleum asset, that is the offer.
No. Where do you read the word asset on the document? Where do you read the word asset?
Petroleum asset. That is it. Can you not read that? Offer to acquire Enercon Namibia Pty Ltd petroleum assets.
Okay, read the first paragraph.
This offer is to acquire Enercon Namibia bulk storage facility situated in various Ministry of Defense.
Okay, so that's what we're accepting.
You should see the title first.
The
title is clear. Offer to acquire Enercon Namibia Pty Ltd petroleum asset.
So are you telling this court as a businessman you just looked at the title and you accepted that? Is that what you're telling the court? Or did you go through the whole document? Did you peruse through the document before you accepted the purported offer?
I do not know why it's called it a purported, but this is an offer for assets.
Did you read through the document before you signed it?
I went through the document, yes.
Okay. Did you also read that it says, this offer is to acquire the Enercon Namibia Pty Limited bulk storage facilities. Did you read that?
I will not only be limited by the word bulk, if that's where you're going. The offer is for the assets that Enercon has.
So there was an offer, based on this one-page offer that you received from NAMCO,
yes.
On page 64, you accepted
yes.
Whatever they were offering. You accept it.
The offer is for the asset. The title is correct.
Let's proceed. Page 52 of Mr. Namanga's bundle and page 2 of the document itself. Can you please read the first three paragraphs, sir? Read that in the record.
53 or 52?
52.
Whereas Namco Trading and Enercon enter into a certain letter of intent to purchase asset dated 8 July 2022 and attach here with an exhibit A and made a part thereof. And whereas Enercon is the owner of the certain bulk storage facility comprises those assets and any and all equipment used by Enercon in conjunction with the operation of said asset set forth in exhibit B attached hereto. Hereinafter thereof as assets.
Okay. You just read Enercon is the owner of certain bulk storage facilities.
Yes.
Okay. Explain to court which bulk storage facility did you own?
The 9 home base that we built inside the Ministry of Defense, as I read it, as you asked me to do so.
Okay, so it's the 9 home base?
Home base, yes.
Okay. Go to page 53 and page 8 of the document itself. Page 53 of Masina Majifando.
And then that would be page 3 of the document.
Correct. Yes, Your Worship.
Yes.
Maybe you should start at page 2. Page 52 of the bundle, Your Worship. Page 2 of the document. The last paragraph, 1.1.
Did you say I must go to page 53 or 52?
52, start, because if you go to page 53, you will see that it's incomplete sentence. It means it's starting on page 52, sir. Thank you. So go to page 52, look at 1.1 and read from henceforth.
Factors and sale on the subject of the term and condition of this agreement, after trading agreement to purchase from Enecon, and Enecon agreed to sell and transfer to Namco Trading all of Enecon's right title and interest in and to the asset register signed by Enecon auditor set out under Exhibit B. Before the effective date, Enecon shall deliver to Namco Trading all certificate, ownership document, registration document, asset maintenance, record asset register assigned by the auditor warranties, if any, or any other documentation necessary to ensure transfer of ownership of the asset to Namco Trading.
Okay, thank you, sir. We have before court, or it was referred to in the bundle, the asset register. I'm not sure what's the number of the court. So you handed to Namco the asset register, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You should, I was just informed, it starts from page 76. That's the asset register. You handed to Namco the asset register.
Yes.
Correct. On page 53, it also says that Enecon shall deliver to Namco Trading ownership documents.
Yes.
Did you deliver that?
The asset register was referred as the ownership documents.
What do you mean it was referred? Because here it's two separate documents referred to. Asset register, ownership document, and registration documents, and all certificates.
We gave Namco the asset register document as required.
But you did not give them the ownership document.
Which ownership document do they require? Or which are you referring to?
Sir, you cannot put questions to counsel. If you don't understand, simply indicate, I don't understand.
Sorry, Your Worship, I don't understand what you're saying.
You just read it yourself now on page 53, sir. Enecon shall deliver to Namco Trading all certificates, ownership documentation, registration documents, asset maintenance records, asset register. So you confirm you delivered the asset register. You have ticked that. My question is, the ownership documents, have you delivered that to Namco?
I think we dealt with it in this court that you cannot have any other registration document. Like, you don't register, you don't have the title deed for the tanks and pumps. These are movable assets. So we deliver what was required, and Namco never complains that for what we did.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the village.
We continue to simply stop at bulk storage. But the agreement gives the meaning thereto by saying comprising those assets. So it goes on. My colleague continued to cut the sentence to suit a certain narrative, but the bulk storage has been given a meaning in the agreement, Your Worship.
So
Your Worship?
If my colleague must just be fair to me.
Yes, Ms. Enda.
Your Worship, the offer, the commercial offer that was made by NAMCOR refers to bulk storage facilities. The agreement, the purchase agreement which was signed, also refers to bulk storage facilities. Hence the question posed to the applicant before court. Now, whether they were giving them rights and interest and title, that's a different question. The offer which they accepted was for bulk storage facilities. May I proceed, Your Worship? The witness can...
I don't think she gets it. Preamble paragraph 2. I don't know why she's stuck with bulk storage.
Yes, Mr. I don't understand your...
Yes. And it say it referred to assets set forth in Exhibit B.
Yes, I understand.
Specific.
So, yes, so I'll allow the question. Say, what is your comment?
My comment is the explanation is already given. What is those bags? The asset we are referring here is the 9 home base station in the Ministry of Defense.
Okay. So, were you selling to NAMCOR the 9 home base stations which were situated on the premises of Ministry of Defense? Is that what you were selling?
You need to complete. Is the right there? Titles and the...
No, I'm asking you my question. If you have a different version, just answer.
It's wrong to
you
say
cannot tell me I must complete.
You just only one speaker at any given time. Yes.
You cannot tell me, sir. You cannot tell me I must complete. I'll post a question. If you have an answer, you answer there too. But you cannot tell me I must complete right and interest. My question to you is, were you selling to NAMCOR the 9 home base stations which were situated on the premises of the Ministry of Defense? That's my question to you.
Yes, the answer is yes, the rights, entitles and interests in those assets.
You agree with me that you were not, if I say you at all times, I mean Enercon and you, the directors of Enercon. Okay. So Enercon, which was duly represented by yourself and Peter Ilindi, you were not the owners of those 9 home base stations which were situated in the premises of the Ministry of Defense, correct?
We were having the rights, titles, and interests in those assets.
Were you the owners?
I don't know what you mean, the word ownership. We were having the rights, titles, and interests in those assets.
Now, the agreement with which you signed with the Ministry of Defense 15 September 2016.
Okay. Yes.
That agreement was still in force when you concluded the purchase agreement with NAMCOR. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you go back to the agreement that you concluded with the Ministry of Defense?
At what page, Mr. Namandia, can you assist?
Mr. Namandia.
143. Yes, I'm there.
Can the court bear with me, Your Worship?
Counsel, take your time.
I just want to... Page 22...
164.
Page 22 of the document.
I'm at 164 because I knew you were going to Article 4.
Pardon, sir. 164. Can you just, what did you say?
I knew you were going to go to Article 4.
Oh, you knew I was going to go there. Thank you, Master Ilindi. Thank you. You knew I was going to go there.
So that is page 164 of the bundle.
and 22,
and 22 of the memorandum itself.
Okay. Since you knew I was going to go there, Master Elendi, can you please read Article 12.1 into record?
Yes, well, I can read, but I have to go to Article 4.22. I'll read.
Sir, you just answered what you are asked. Your question is that read Article 12.1. Yes.
Each party acknowledge that this agreement constitutes the entire, complete, an exclusive agreement between the parties concerning the subject matter contained herein, no modification, amendment, consent, or discharge in the connection with the agreement, in this agreement, or its provision shall be binding upon either party unless made in writing and signed by the party sought to be charged with the same.
Now, you informed the court that what you sold to NAMCOR was the rights and the interest in
yes.
those home base stations.
No, the witness said right, title,
right. Your worship, the
witness...
It's not open to my colleague to misstate what my client stated, Your Worship. And I did not even need to object, Your Worship. My client referred to three rights, titles, and interests. My colleague cannot cut that down.
Yes, Mrs. Sina, if you are referring to what he testified, for the record, can we refer to it as he indicated rights, title, and interest?
What did you sell to NAMCO, amongst other? What did you sell to NAMCO? Rights?
Rights, titles, and interest.
What does that mean? Explain to court. You sold rights, interest, and titles. What does that mean? They have the right to do what? Explain to the court so we can understand what actually you sold.
They are entitled and they have the rights to use the facilities of that were built by Enercon with Enercon Finance.
Can we proceed, Your Worship?
Yes.
Can you just repeat that again, sorry, sir?
That NAMCO has entitled to have rights and interest to use those facilities inside the Ministry of Defense for the petroleum products.
You said NAMCOR could use those. What would NAMCOR use it for? Because remember the 15 September 2016 agreement that you signed with NAMCOR. That was for the supply of petroleum products to Ministry of Defense, correct?
To sign with NAMCOR in 2016?
No, 15 September 2016.
Yes.
The agreement that you signed with Ministry of Defense.
Yes, with the Ministry of Defense, not with NAMCOR.
Yes, did I say NAMCOR? My apologies. That agreement was for the supply of petroleum products to the Ministry of Defense.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And it was for the construction and the installation of home base stations. Are we correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you are saying what you sold to NAMCOR was rights, interest to use the facilities. So, if you continued supplying fuel to NAMCOR, to Ministry of Defense, sorry, you continued supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense, correct? Confirm? Okay. After you concluded the agreement with NAMCOR,
yes.
Okay, you still continue to supply fuel to the Ministry of Defense. Are we together? Or did you also sell that right to Namcor?
Yeah, the sale of asset rights and interest does not cancel the agreement of Enecon to continue until 2021.
Exactly, yes. Exactly, yes. So what is it? What is the interest that Namcor enjoys from this agreement that they concluded with you?
It has to make Namcor an exclusive supplier of the product to the Ministry of Defense.
So are you saying that after you signed the agreement with Enercon, with Namcor, after you signed the agreement on 15 and 18 July 2022, respectively, with Namcor, Namcor then had to continue supplying, or Namcor stepped into your shoes and supply fuel to Ministry of Defense. If it's, that's not the position, explain to us. Because we want to know what is it that you sold to Namcor. You're just saying, right? Yoshua, can I just finish making the statement?
Yes,
we want to understand. We want to understand, sir, what is it that you sold to Namcor, for which Namcor paid 53 million? So okay. Explain to us.
Can you hold it there?
Thank you, Yoshua.
Saying, do you understand the question?
Yes, I
understand.
Miss Hinda, can you just...
Yes.
Thank you.
What is your comment?
Your worship, my comment is that from the time Namcor purchased the rights and titles and interest in those assets, they can be the exclusive supplier to the Ministry of
the Ministry of Defense.
Sorry, Master Elindi. Yes. We were distracted by your counsel.
You are not putting any words to... Yes.
No, Yoshua, you were just offering your words.
It was what... She is the one that spoke to us in relation.
Okay, I just saw your response.
No.
Okay, then it's... okay, I just saw that when Mr. Caspian, there's nothing wrong. I did not see there. I only saw him responding, so... The first part I did not see.
Thank you, Yoshua. Please.
Can I respond?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Yoshua, before you... maybe the court...
You can respond.
Your Worship, from the time Namcor paid the amount of 53, of which the 35 was paid back to them, they have the rights and titles to use those facilities for the exclusive supply of petroleum products.
Sir, those of us that are not in the oil industry, can you just explain to us what you keep saying rights, interest? What does it mean? What does it mean? Does it mean that from 19 July 2022, Namcor now had to supply petroleum products to the Ministry of Defense? Is that what you mean by rights, interest, and titles?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that correct? Is that what you mean?
That's correct.
The agreement also mentions installation and construction of the home-based fuel stations. Would Namcor also take over that duty? In other words, would Namcor also continue to build and construct these home-based fuel stations?
No, that's why I need to clarify. Enercon already did the deal, construct the home-based service sites in the Ministry of Defense. The 15-year agreement was given for Enercon to recoup its investment for constructing those 9 home-based stations in the Ministry of Defense, and that's why it go along together, hand in hand. But if Enercon has to build, the sites are already built by Enercon with its own funds. Namcor at least has the easy part to just find the home base already constructed
is going to continue with the supply of the drone products.
Okay. So it was only, so that's what you sold to NAMCO, only to supply petroleum products to the Ministry of Defense.
When you have the right titles and interests, then you are the only one exclusive to supply the drone products.
But Mulunga offered bulk storage facilities as per the commercial offer.
Oh. If I have to explain.
But now you are saying that the rights and interests and titles that you gave NAMCOR, which was purportedly represented by Emmanuel Mulunga, was to supply fuel to the Ministry of Defense.
If I have to answer, they should be, might be, because they are not the ones who constructed the sites. There should be a bit of confusion on the NAMCO side, because remember, four of the sites, being Royco, Kidmanso, or Sona, which is in Okahanja, and Kurofate, the home base are attached to the SPR. We see the agreement talking about SPR, which is standing for Strategic Petroleum Reserve. They're attached to. So first we build.
Keep it slow. The court is taking short headlines.
First we build the home base. And when we build the SPR, which is the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, is attached to the home base. And that's why it could be the confusion for them, for the four sites.
I'm lost, sir.
That's a problem for the commercial transaction.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, can your worship, when my client spoke
over the public prosecutor, the court correctly and fairly so directed him to not to do that. Only one person in the court told him, only one person would speak. But my colleague continued the woman to do that. My client was just about to answer the question. In the middle of the answer, he's been cut.
Ms. Hindo, can you just allow him to respond?
You should, both of us actually started talking at the same time. So it was not that I was interjecting. You may answer.
Just allow him to respond.
I was just clarifying to say the way the four sites were built, you have a home base, and then you have a strategic petroleum reserve attached to the home base. So which means when the home base fuel station finish the product, automatically they hang at the back. And this is unfortunate that now we need to review things that for the Ministry of Defense that I didn't want to do, that should maybe the ACC should have asked me this question in the office. But now I have to do it for the record of the court. When you have a home-based service station built in front of the strategic petroleum reserve, once the fuel service station finished, automatically the pump for the power pump automatically the fuel in front of the home service station. And that is only in regards to Grootfontein, Kidmanso, Kahanja, and Rooikopping Graphics.
So you're finding yourself in a whole entanglement.
May I just please something on record, Your Worship?
We will not, on behalf of my client will not take responsibility in respect of matters of security that may be exposed. You would see that the agreement protects the certain installation of the defense for good reason. I must just put it this on record.
Yeah.
I myself, your worship, it's not a small thing to be something irrelevant, putting up in public details about strategic infrastructure of an institution that defends the sovereignty of this country. So we will not take responsibility. My client will never take responsibility if the state deliberately and for irrelevant reasons is going into details when everything is explained, a matter that may compromise the security of this country. I don't know why my colleague is. So I'm just putting on the record.
Yes, for the record, it's in order.
Bishop, I have not asked the applicant a question that would lead to highly confidential material. My question,
you can proceed.
My question was simple. What you are now telling this court is that what you actually sold to NAMCO was the rights, the interest, and the title to supply fuel, not fuel, petroleum products to the Ministry of Defense, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But I just want to put it back on the record.
What made me to explain that you were always wanting to know why the word park was used. And I make it clear to say that could bring the confusion on the side of NAMCO when they talk about park. That's what made me to explain that. You asked that question for the park.
So are you saying NAMCO was not sure what they were actually buying? Is that what you're telling us?
No, I'm not saying that.
Because you said NAMCO was confused, or maybe they were confused. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
My client never said NAMCO was confused. He said there appeared to be a confusion on the part of NAMCO. That's two different
semantics, Your Worship. Please just explain.
That is how he put it. It appeared
there
was confusion.
So it appears there was confusion for NAMCO.
On those sites, I said that why the word bad was used. But we were clear. We never wanted the bad. We never talked about the bad. We were clear on the side of NAMCO. But we are talking about the land.
Okay, now was there ever a meeting between yourself as a representative of Enercon, yourself, Peter, and Mulunga, who represented or who purported to be representing NAMCO, to clear out the issues of what these bulk storage facilities are?
There was never,
because you were saying, yes,
there was never been an ambiguity between Enercon and NAMCO concerning the 9 home base.
But now you are saying NAMCO was maybe not clear or not sure. Or what are you saying?
In the context of you forcing the word back, that's what I explained.
Now, okay, so now we are clear. The only thing that you sold to NAMCO, or what you sold to NAMCO, was the rights, the interest, and the title to supply fuel to the Ministry of Defense.
In those assets, yes.
The items listed in the asset register, what are the relevance of those if you are only selling the rights, interest, and titles in supplying fuel to defense?
No. Why, my colleague, even the last statement from my client clarified and say yes to supply, but the right, title, and interest in the asset, she's cutting it.
Ms. Linda?
I'm not sure what I was cutting, Your Worship. Does the witness have an answer? Or?
I have no answer to that.
Thank you, sir. Oh, yes, we were busy with page 164, sir. Are we there?
Yes.
Page 22 of the agreement, Joshua. You read that into record.
Yes, you can proceed.
As per this clause, 12.1, did you inform the Ministry of Defense that you are selling your rights and your interest and title?
Your Worship, what did my colleague say respect to this clause? I have no problem with her asking the question whether or not Enercon informed defense. But the problem is, she's saying respect this clause.
She initially referred to 12.1, which was read into the record.
Yes?
Yes.
When you say aspect, you are suggesting the clause states that ENECON must inform the Ministry of Defense. It doesn't say that. That's why I'm saying I have no problem if she's asking the witness whether or not the Ministry of Defense was informed, Your Worship. But when you say aspect, this clause, then you must find a provision in the clause which says the Ministry of Defense must be informed. The truth is, the clause does not say that, Your Worship. That's what I'm trying to say.
You see now?
Your Worship, there is no ambiguity in my question. The applicant read the clause into records. Applicant can answer the question.
Yes, the objection is overruled. What is your answer?
This clause does not require ENECON to inform the Ministry of Defense for the asset purchase agreement.
Was there variation?
Yes, Linda.
Sorry, Your Worship.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you a different question. Since you entered into an agreement with NAMPOR, the 19 July agreement,
yes,
2022,
yes,
it means that NAMPOR will step into your shoes, correct? NAMPOR to continue supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense.
NAMPOR will have those rights.
Yes. Which means, as per the agreement which you signed with the Ministry of Defense on the 15th of September 2016, you will not be supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense, correct?
I do not know where you signed that.
But you sold your rights and your interests and your titles to NAMPOR.
Yes, but...
Because remember... Yes, sorry, you were answering, sir.
I indicated earlier there must be processes to be followed before... order. So the agreement should have able to indicate the effective dates and also the process to be done, because you need to follow the process as these assets are situated in the Ministry of Defense. There must be processes to be followed.
The effective date is 19 July 2022 and the agreement clearly stipulates the effective date of this agreement, the asset purchase agreement, is 19 July 2022. That's the effective date. Any comment?
Is that what the agreement says?
Yes.
What is your comment?
No, we need to be 100% sure the agreement says the safety base is the 19th.
Okay.
Can my colleague assist us where that is, where the agreement says that the effective date is 19th?
No,
yes.
No, no, no.
Yes?
Okay, you can proceed, Mr. Manager.
I have already
asked. Okay. I'll pose a different question to you, sir.
Are you leaving that line?
Yes, I will come back to that. Yourself, Malakia Ilindi, representative of ENECON, and Peter Ilindi, also a representative of ENECON, you signed the asset purchase agreement on the 15th of July, correct? Mr. Mulunga signed the agreement on the 18th of July.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Now, as from the 19th of July onwards, up until the time that you stopped being the representatives of ENECON.
Yes.
Okay. NAMPOR now had to step into your shoes. Correct?
From that time, then we have the rights, titles, and interest, yes.
Okay, from the time that the last party signed the agreement. Yes. Okay.
All eligible Namibian voters who missed out on last year's registration of voters, do not despair. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025 in preparation for the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. The Electoral Commission of Namibia encourages all Namibian citizens who reside in local authority areas to register if they meet the requirements. To register, simply bring proof of your identity, age, and Namibian citizenship. To register for local authority elections, ensure you have proof of residence for the last 12 months.
Not able to prove your residency in a local authority? Don't worry. You can confirm your residency by way of a sworn affidavit at the registration point. A right not exercised is a privilege wasted. Do not neglect your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook.
The position, I'm saying shoes, but I mean the position of Eneco Namibia Pty Limited to supply fuel to the Ministry of Defense.
Yes, they'll be entitled for that.
Okay. In other words, it's not Enercon. As of 18 July 2022, it's no longer Enercon that will be supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense.
The agreement did not prevent Enercon to continue. As you remember, this is a national security institution. Enercon cannot stand and wait for the Ministry of Defense not to have products just because waiting if NAMCO could not able to take over immediately. So you need to know this is a security institution.
Which means you, Enercon, when I say you, I mean Enercon, which means Enercon actually continued supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense.
They have to continue because they cannot allow the Ministry of Defense to be denied just because NAMCO did not ship in.
Now, if you say they will have to, it's a bit vague. My question is specific. Did Enercon, Namibia Pty Limited, continue supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense?
Yes, ma'am, they continue.
After entering... Sorry, Yosha. Sorry, Yosha.
You can proceed.
So, Eneco Namibia Pty Limited continued supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense after the 18th of July 2022.
Question answered.
Question was not answered.
It was answered.
I was asked and then he indicated yes. So
Yusuf, I believe he said they would have to. And what my response there to was, that's vague.
Don't blame your radio, don't blame my mic, don't blame, well, thank you. Anyone. But,
so if Enercon continues supplying fuel, correct terminology, if Enercon continues supplying petroleum products to the Ministry of Defense, what was NAMCO doing? The ones that are now in possession of their rights, interests, and titles. What were they doing? Because Enercon continued supplying this fuel to the ministry.
Yes, Your Worship. The ratio behind having rules of evidence is to ensure that, Your Worship, you are not made to listen to any and everything the parties want to place before you. Because in the absence of the rules of evidence, the trials will never end and hearings in the bail application will never end. Now, if we carefully look at these repetitive questions by my colleague with respect, the question is then, on what aspect are they relevant? Remember, we are in a criminal court. And we are in a criminal court where Your Worship, you know exactly what are the criminal activities alleged against the accused in general and the second applicant in particular. I can assure you, I think it's enough, even if it is not relevant, it's enough. Because the last question is,
Okay, Mr. Amanji, I understand you.
Yes.
And you are saying we are in a criminal court.
This is
a bail application. A bail is sui generis. It's neither civil or nor criminal. That is what the law says.
Yes?
Yeah. So when you are saying we are in a criminal court,
this is
a bail application. Yes, before court is a bail application.
In a criminal court.
But we can, a bail application, the principle is that it's sui generis. It's unique. It's neither civil nor criminal. That is what the law says.
No, with greatest
yes.
It's criminal. It's part of criminal procedure.
No, Mr. Amanji. Yes, this is a bail application.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. My question, your worship, is, but even if it is an inquiry, it's only evidence that is relevant on a particular issue. On the question whether or not, if, say, Nanko for a week, through negligence or deliberate action or whatever reason, did not avail itself to start supplying, in relation to what aspect of the bail application, that is the key question, your worship. When you look at the judge and the allegations of what fraud is leveled against my client apparently because they sold asset that did not belong to them. That is count number, the fraud charge against my client. So what is being asked, it really belongs to a commercial inquiry, and this is never a commercial inquiry.
Yes, I understand, Mr. Amanji. You are on record to say it's a commercial inquiry.
Yes.
Or commercial offense. But the state appears does not see it that way. That is why we are having this bail application.
Hence comes the court to determine to when I object. If the parties cannot agree what is relevant, the court must determine.
That is yes, that is why you make your point and then you can Yes. Lucinda, any response?
Yes, Your Worship. What is relevant for the applicant will not be relevant for the state. What is relevant for the state will not be relevant for the applicant. Your Worship, my question is very clear. And within the next 2-3 minutes, I'll get to where I want to get. So if the court can allow me to continue posing the question, because the applicant's
position... Yes, I want you to respond. If you tell the court you are standing on your position, the court then proceeds and
yes,
make a ruling.
Yes,
that is all I
want.
I
stand on my position. The question is very relevant because $53 million was paid, sir.
Can you just hold it? Yes, the court understands. Mr. Amanji, I understand your objection. Okay. However, I am at pain. The objection is overruled. He can comment on
that. Why are you acting?
The objection is overruled.
No, I'd like to understand why the court is
offense. It's offense because he is saying that he does not, it's a commercial transaction, he does not have pain. So that's why I'm saying I'm at pain to understand his objection. The witness is here, he can comment. Even if he say, I have no comment, whatever, it's a comment.
But, Your Worship, the court should not be at pains because the court would then be entering into the arena.
This is not the arena. It's a bail. I informed you, Mr. Amanji, we are in a bail application. It's not criminal or no civil.
I understand, Your Worship.
So the witness, if he tells me I have no answer or no comment, then we move on.
If that's the context that Your Worship is using, then it's understood, Your Worship. But the court should not be making those comments so that we draw the inference that this court is at pains, because then this court would be descending into the arena.
But I understand
the explanation.
Thank you for understanding. Yes. But from the onset, the court is on record to say this is a bail application. It's not a trial. The court is only concerned with
the inquiry of
bail.
I understand, Your Worship.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying it's appreciated that the court
I appreciate, Mr.
Yes.
But Your Worship, I'm a bit concerned about something. I'm a bit concerned when my colleague was addressing you again, you said these proceedings are neither commercial or criminal.
Not commercial. You said they are commercial.
so that they are criminal. That's why I said it's a bare application. A bare application is considered, it's not necessarily a civil or criminal case. That is why hearsay evidence and the rules of evidence are relaxed. Yeah, that is the premise on which I said this.
Okay. By context, I think in the bail application, Your Worship, we need as defense. The state, after this bail application informed Your Worship that the state has a strong case, Your Worship. And that strength in criminal law, Your Worship. So in other words, when we my colleague asked questions in relation to the alleged unlawful activities, it's unlawful activity in criminal law. So I'm getting a little bit concerned, Your Worship, when you say the fact that it's sui generis does not mean that it loses the criminal nature of the proceedings. Hence, Your Worship, I think it's only fair to be on the same page that we as defense lawyers are entitled to object when we feel that matters that are not relevant are being raised with our client. If the court's position is that in a bail application, relevance does not play a role, then I will have to be content with that.
Mr. Namanje, I understand you. The court never said relevance does not play a role. Yes, that is not what the court said. Yes, so don't put words in the court's mouth. Yes, please.
Okay. I have made my submissions.
You have made your submissions. I have allowed the question. I have indicated, even if it tells me I have no answer, I have no comment, if we are on record, it's an answer, and then we move on.
As the court please.
Yes. Say, what is your comment?
Your Worship, she needs to read her questions.
The question to Ms. Zinda, if I'm correct, was that if Enercon continued to supply to the Ministry of Defense, what was Namcon doing? That was the question.
Your Worship, we put it on record in this court that we already having an agreement, a supply agreement with Namco. So literally, even if Enercon is continuing at that time to supply to defense, the product is coming from Namco. So I do not understand the question.
You should understand that applicant needs a health break. May we adjourn at this
point? The court will take a 10-minute health break.
Please, the court, you watch it.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
And welcome back. The time is 16 past the hour of 12, and we just had the judge there say they're going on a 10-minute half break. So, but what have we observed so far? One thing that I picked up, which I think is very relevant to put in mind, is what the towards the end, as they came close to a break, there was somewhat of a tit for tat in the tripartite, court structure, and I'm talking from the prosecution, defense, and the judge, and from the beginning, the way that the state is bringing up new documents and the way that they are conducting their cross examination is where we are seeing somewhat of there are a lot of things that's being questioned by the by the defense lawyers, but here's the thing, I think that's where Ms. Hinda's point now, the one she made about interest, and the judge seemed to agree with that what the defense lawyers considers relevant to the to the state's questioning of the suspect is what the state considers relevant, the defense may not find relevant, and what is relevant to the defense may not be relevant to the state. So it all comes down to what point supports your case. And one thing also that the judge had to point out is that that's actually something that I did not know, and that's there is some degree of flexibility in the way in a way that things are conducted in a bail application. Hence, it's considered to be one of those things that's somewhat in the middle ground between a civil and a criminal law, even though the case itself is criminal in nature. Because the case is criminal in nature because the state, the state is involved. And so if it was a civil case, then the state would just be mediating in, not directly as in the state prosecutor is involved, because, in a civil case, everyone comes in the, comes with their lawyer, and then you start suing each other. Well, depends on, usually, that's usually a luxury reserved for people with money. Yeah, but that's also one of those things that was pointed out, and that is there is some degree of flexibility in a way that things are handled in a bail application. And yeah, so that means what you'd witness in a criminal proceeding, as in aka a main main trial, there are some of stringent laws, like the laws of how evidence and what evidence is considered is considered relevant to the case is submitted or presented or cited. We learn new things every day. And the point that the prosecution made about interest, aka What is interest, what may be of interest to the state may be considered irrelevant by the defense lawyers, or what may be of interest to the defense lawyers may be considered irrelevant by the state. It's one of those things that also, you know, makes me say, that have made me say this like over and over again ever since this bail hearing started. Don't blow your heart up because of what's being debated on in the court as we speak. Because all the, because all the points that are made by both the defense and the prosecution is what the court is going to compile and then draft up a ruling document, which will also be live streamed, as you can imagine. But yeah, the documents that are going to be presented is, that's what will give you a full picture of what went on. As of now, it's more just, it's somewhat the same way that you see people who support different, different soccer teams arguing with each other. Okay, everyone thinks their soccer team is better than the other, is better than all of them.
Yeah, so, sorry, my voice is not, I don't think my voice is good today. Because of, a slight flu that I have. But I also looked at it from the, from a court of public opinion standpoint.
Yeah.
I will compare three cases. This case, the Fisherat case, and two cases, in fact, of 2020 election, result challenge,
yeah.
And the 2025 election challenge again. In fact, there will be six cases. And the, of course, the red line. Now, if you look at that, the court of public opinion differs. The opinion there differs, depending on who has what interest. Yeah, the court of public opinion,
yeah.
their viewpoint or standpoint differs,
yeah.
Depending on who has what interest. For example, when it comes to elections, people wanted the court to rule in favor, for example, of IPC, and some would want the court to rule in favor of SWAPO, depending on which side you are.
Yeah.
And then you also expected people, you also saw people with high expectations. People with, the court was supposed to rule in favor of Job and Panda.
In the red line
case. Then you also come to say, people were saying, no, the Fisherat guys must not be granted bail. They must stay in there. So now you see the same feeling that a lot of people feel that the people should stay in there. But luckily, court of public opinion does not influence the real court.
Luckily. Why I keep repeating this, the statement of, whenever they say court proceeding, whether it's bail application, whether it's a bail hearing or it's, from pre-trial to all the way to trial, I'm always a proponent of the people that always say, just follow it through until the ruling is made. That's when you're going to get a full picture of what was presented, because one thing to put in mind is we adopted again. That's one thing I like to point out, because I feel like it's something that's very true, and that's because we adopted a legal system that's very, 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 very technical. It relies on technicalities that are in existence, like everything that you see. Everything that you see that's being debated. Being debated on by the prosecution and the defense in this, in this bail hearing, is based on what the law says, not how I feel, not how you feel. The law as it stands today, what does it say? And that's what everything is based on. Which is why I jokingly more often like to say, if you put everything to heart, aka getting angry over the money you are not even involved into eating, and then you end up with a heart attack and then struggle to pay your, you know, your medical bills. That's on you. So I feel like in any proceeding, it's very important to just sit and, to just sit through the discussion until when the ruling is made. That's when I feel like that's when you get a full picture over what really, over what really went on here. Because one thing that makes this case particularly even more complicated is that if you ask me, it combines not only because it's being discussed in a legal lingo, which is which is complicated on its own already, but it also combines property law. And that's one, and company law. Now, the technicalities on ownership and, the technicalities on ownership and property transfer, also have its own language on how it's conducted and the procedures on how it's conducted. But right now we're just looking at, we have not even gotten to the technical part yet, since what we are talking about right now, the part that we are on is the parties that stand accused of misappropriating state funds, as it is, or state properties at this point, should they get bail or not? So the question so far, as it stands, is should they get bail or not? And obviously, there are 13 accused in total. The case is state versus Emmanuel Mulunga and 12 others. So obviously, each and every one of them is going to have their own reason as to why they deserve bail. And their lawyer will, as you can imagine, they are being literally paid to represent them. They will point out all the things that that sides with their represent, with their client, and then the state will point out, the worries of giving them a bail, and the judge will basically weigh all the options and bring us the result. But until then, don't get a heart attack before the judgment is made and the court has resumed, so we return.
Raise your objections at any time. You are entitled, and that is your right. The court will afford the state the opportunity to respond. And then the court will make a ruling. Now, once the court makes a ruling, whether you are happy or not happy with the ruling of the court, the matter must proceed. Yes. So we can proceed. Yes. You can proceed with me.
Post the question to the applicant. Then there were various objections. So I'm not sure if the applicant replied. But my question was, and I repeated the question many times, after 18 July 2022, Enercon continued supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense.
Yes, that question was put and it was answered. Yes. The last question was, if Enercon continued to supply the ministry, what was NAMCO doing?
Can I
respond? Yes.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, the agreement for this NBC is
apologies, Your Worship. My principal just arrived. He will join us shortly in the plate of court.
It's in order.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Please allow me to be told when you are ready that I must.
Yes, Mr. Inindi, we are ready, very ready for you. You may proceed.
Okay. I mentioned earlier here that the asset purchase agreement did not meant to cancel the agreement of ENECON with the Ministry of Defense, because NAMCO never supplied directly to the Ministry of Defense. NAMCO has to supply through ENECON. So it was never been at one point that suggesting that the agreement for the purchase, asset purchase agreement, is to cancel the supply agreement of ENECON to the Ministry of Defense. So the agreement is to allow NAMCO to have those rights and be the exclusive supply of ENECON, and ENECON supply to the Ministry of Defense, as like per all the oil company has to do.
So you're saying NAMCO would supply to ENECON and ENECON would supply to the Ministry of Defense?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So why did NAMCO then pay ENECON 53 million? We don't understand. Please explain to us. Because you said what NAMCO purchased from ENECON was the rights, interests, and titles, and you told us it was for the supply of fuel. So the state's understanding is that, is it too long, Your Worship? The state's understanding is that NAMCO would now step into the position of ENECON, and NAMCO would then directly supply fuel to the Ministry of Defense.
That's not what I said.
Okay. No. That's the state's understanding. Oh. So please explain to the state.
In the oil industry, if you are owning the assets, you are the exclusive supplier in those assets, because there are other things that are involved. Among them, there are environmental issues that need to be handled, and there are also, you need to be the one that fixing the assets should be any leakage or any brokerage within those assets. So for NAMCO to be in position to be the exclusive and not any other person to be able to supply in those assets, they have to have owned the rights and the interest in those assets.
Now, if NAMCO was the exclusive party to supply to Ministry of Defense, why did ENECON continue supplying petroleum products to the Ministry of Defense?
NAMCO does not have an agreement with the Ministry of Defense.
ENECON has agreement with the Ministry of Defense.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, sir. So, NAMCO paid ENECON $53,212,000, and they didn't do anything. They were just sitting. They were just having a what lawyers would call a watching brief. They were just sitting because ENECON continued to supply the fuel to the Ministry of Defense, because it is only ENECON that has an agreement with the Ministry of Defense. Is that what you're telling the court?
There's a difference between the agreement of supply to the Ministry of Defense and the fuel agreement supply between ENECON and NAMCO. So NAMCO never, at one point, have an agreement with the Ministry of Defense to supply to the Ministry of Defense.
But so what is it? What is it that NAMCO bought?
I think it's for the 10th time.
Because yes, but you are not making it clear, Master Ilindi. You are not making it clear. What is it that NAMCO paid ENECON $53 million for? What is it? Yes, you told us right, interest, and titles. You use those words, but we want to know. What is it that they bought?
If the state does not understand the transaction, maybe does not make it illegal.
Explain to court, sir.
I explained to you already.
Please don't say to me, to the court.
I explained to the Honorable Court that in order for NAMCO to be in possession, as we also hear it in the internal memo here, we were all here party to this court, they will be in position to be the exclusive supply and have the rights and titles of those assets. It's a practice that's used in the industry. It's not something out of this world.
Prior to signing the agreement of 18 July 2022, correct? Who was supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense?
There were different suppliers. We mentioned in this court that we started with Total Namibia, and then Ecofuel was also supplying. So there were different suppliers.
Did you inform the Ministry of Defense that you have entered into an agreement with NAMCOR on the 18th of July, the year 2022, for the purchase of assets which actually belong to the Ministry of Defense?
In that agreement between ENECON and the Ministry of Defense, there is no provision that allow or require us to do so.
Did you remember you were supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense?
Yes.
Okay. Did you inform them?
Of
the agreement that you signed with NAMCOR?
It's not required by our agreement between ENECON and the Ministry of Defense to inform them.
Did you?
That agreement does not prescribe where to get the products that we are giving to the Ministry of Defense.
Did you inform the Minister?
Linda, you have asked the question. He gave you the answer. Can we move on?
As a part, this is, we are in possession of a document. It was disclosed to councils of the Executive Director, ED, Ms. Wilhelmina Shivute, in which it was stated that ENECON Namibia Pty Limited had never communicated to MOTVA, that's the Ministry of Defense and Veteran Affairs, of its intention to sell the concerned assets. So they were not aware that ENECON was selling these assets, these home-based fuel stations that were situated on their property. They were not aware. They were not informed.
Do you want me to respond to that?
Yes, sir.
No, I cannot respond to a document that I don't. I'm not even having that document.
I'm putting it to you. It's in possession of your counsel. Any comment?
No comment.
Mr. Ilindi, I'm putting it to you that you were not in a position to sell the home-based fuel stations, any assets, any interest, any rights. You are not in a position to sell anything to NAMCOR because you were, ENECON was not the owner of it.
Is that a question or a statement?
It's a statement, sir.
Okay.
And the witness just answered.
Sir, what is your comment?
We are having rights entitled to enter into an agreement for those assets as we build them with our own funds, as the agreement between the Ministry of Defense and ENECON entered, clearly stipulated that ENECON has to find the funds with their own funds to build those assets. It's clearly stated.
What did the agreement further stipulate? Was it the position of the agreement that come 2031, these assets will belong to the Ministry of, it will pass to the Ministry of Defense, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
There was a timeline. There was a 15-year timeline.
No, that's correct.
Okay.
And we are not yet in 2031.
Mr. Ilindi, the asset purchase agreement that you've signed yourself, representative of ENECON, as well as Peter Ilindi,
Yes.
Who brought you this agreement to sign? Who took the agreement to you to sign? Where did you sign this agreement?
The agreement was signed.
You are saying who took it? Who wrote? Where did you sign?
Yes.
Can we only have one question? You must respond. Then you can always make follow-up questions.
Yes.
Yes, but now...
Who took the agreement to you to sign? That's a one question.
Can you just pause there?
Thank
just
you,
one sure. question, allow him to answer and follow-up question. Say, who took the agreement to you?
The agreement was taken by the employee of Enercon. It was signed in the office of Enercon. So wasn't worried in 2022 to know who took it physically, but it was brought in the office of Enercon.
Which employee of Enercon?
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying Enercon?
Enercon.
Is what you're saying. Can you just repeat, sir?
The agreement was signed in the office of Enercon. I said...
On the 15th of July, 2000.
Can you see that? Can you just... Yes, you are moving too fast.
Thank you, Your Worship.
Sir, can you just take it from where you ended? You were not finished.
Yes, Your Worship.
You can proceed.
The agreement was signed in the office of Enercon at number 16 Lessing Street. Who took it and who dropped it, I was not able to concentrate on who do that because I didn't know I would be in this position to explain the commercial transaction.
Okay. But you confirm it was signed in the office of Enercon, Unit 16, Pastiers Building.
Correct? Yes.
Okay. Can the court just stay with me, Your Worship?
Take your time.
Make sure that we've covered all the aspects pertaining to the agreement. Mr. Ilindi, can you go to count 43?
At what page, if you can assist?
You should pass in the mic, check in this.
At page 19.
Thank you, Mr.
19.
Yes, I'm there.
Just hold on. You are facing a charge, amongst other, of fraud. And it is the state's assertion that, and I told you that you are not the owners of this home-based fuel stations, it is the state's position that you must represent it to NAMCOR that you are the owners of this home-based fuel station, whereas you are not the owners, and that is why you're facing a charge of fraud. Any comment?
That cannot be correct because I, as a representative of Enercon, did not defraud anyone. And as we hear that... We presented here the assets register. But in all these documents...
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2 o'clock. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save and you save.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful.
It was just an enabling instrument to get funds. Money, 53,212,000 out of NAMCOR. That's what the state will argue. Can I respond?
You must comment.
You need to comment.
Yes.
There is no way, if it's alleged that we are conspiring with the employee of NAMCOR, that in the reasonable mind, the person wanting 53 million, but immediately he want to pay back 35 million back to NAMCOR. And as we follow this transaction, we pay again 9.5 million to purchase fuel. And also, I'm sure there was the figure of 1.5 million that we never hear of, that was paid to our account of Ops. It showed Enercon Ops operational account, which is a NWO account. And that was also to pay to NAMCOR. For a person want to make a false deal of 53 million and you want the whole 53 million, but you want to pay back amount, things that are not benefiting you, I cannot see anyone, a reasonable business person, can do that.
And because it was an enabling instrument that was aimed at getting funds out of, money out of NAMCOR, that's why you are facing charges amongst other of conspiracy with NAMCOR employees.
Any comment?
There is evidence that we present here.
That's count 55, sir.
Apologies. Yes, please.
There is evidence that we provide here that I personally, as I'm now charged personally, did not conspire with any employee of NAMCOR or either on behalf of Enercon. So there is no need to do so. This is just a straight commercial transaction, business transaction, which is aimed to get benefit and business to the party that have entered into the agreement with.
That's why you're also facing charges in terms of the prevention of the Organized Crime Act money laundering.
It's an unfortunate that one can have to be charged with money laundering and I have to just laundering money for the purpose paying back to NAMCOR.
You did not pay it back to NAMCOR. It's NAMCOR employees, your co-accused persons in the dock.
I don't have the records whereby I pay to NAMCOR employees. On Onyeka, on Enercon, on Malakia personal.
Go to count 48, sir. Page 21, your ship of Masina Manjis Bandar. Can you please read that charge, that the accused is guilty?
That the accused is guilty of contravening section 4B, Roman 1 and Roman 2, read with section 1, 7 and 8, and 11, subsection 1, of the Prevention of Organized Crime Act 2004, Act No. 29 of 2004,
read with the provision of the Section 94, Section 155 and 156, and 332, subsection 5 of the Criminal Procedure Act of 1977, Act Number 51 of 1977, money laundering.
Yes.
Should I continue?
Yes, sir.
In that upon or about the period October 2021 to December 2022, at or near Windhoek in the district of Windhoek, the accused received an amount of 53,212,000 for the sale of 9 service stations from NAMCO, which 53,212,000 the accused knew or ought reasonable to have known that it formed part of the proceed of unlawful activity, because when the accused received the aforesaid amount, he knew that he was not in position to sell the said 9 service station. You want me to continue?
Yes, sir.
Thus, the accused did they commit the offense of money laundering.
Yes. And that's what I put to you earlier, that you were not in a position to sell this home base, as we have it here, the service stations. You were not in a position to sell this. You can comment on that point.
I already proven that, and I'm also don't understand why you are also not maybe providing the bank statement for NAMCO, so that, because all this transaction of 53, if you claim to be an illegal transaction, so which means even the amount that we pay to NAMCO are also part of this crime.
I will get back to that after lunch. I'll deliberate on that. Bishop, I believe this would be an opportune time to adjourn for lunch before the state moves to the next topic.
Yes, it's opportune. The court adjourns for lunch until 1400 hours.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Six minutes left to the hour of one, and the court is adjourned until the hour of two. And for those of now, one thing that I'm enjoying is in this whole live stream is reading through, reading through people's comments. Some of them, some of them are actually being mean. But you know what? Homeboy has two wives. Don't worry, he's used to that pressure. Like, okay, first of all, that's a little painful. Now, humor aside, one of those, things again that will, you know, that points to just how complicated this legal system we have adopted is. Now the whole debate that we see going on here, and we can see that well, it's you know, the core, more like the core issue here, not the core issue, more like the foundation of the whole, you know, the foundation of the whole, you know, thing that the state wants to sort of like unravel was what type of a relationship, what was the relationship between NAMCO, ANECON, and the Ministry of Defense? What was the relationship? Was it what was their relationship in terms of service provision? What was their relationship in terms of infrastructure? Who owns the service? Who owned the service? Who owned the service provision aspect of things? And who owned the physical infrastructure aspect of things? And who took the contract to you for you to sign? Do you by any chance remember their name? As well, I know it was a NAMCO employee, but I have no idea. But look. Man, the technicalities is just everywhere. Now, that's actually one of the reasons why not a lot of law students like the law of contract. Because contracts like to just go down to the main detail of, according to this word that you have in your contract here, this is what you said. What does it mean? We can see that the word there is delivery. Let's define, what does the word deliver mean? It's just a philosophy 101. And at this point, everyone is going for the love of God. Now, for those of you, just for interest sake, because I just have 3 minutes to wrap this whole thing up, you know, wrap this whole thing up and run into dive into my home run material for the day. But one thing that for those of you that you know, for those of you that are curious as to why things are this complicated, almost, if not every law student have at some point have heard of the case of Donahue versus Stevenson. It's a landmark case. That's a fancy way of saying it's one of those very important cases that is referenced in that has gone down in history as judicial precedent. So it's that's a fancy way of saying have been set up as an example on how to solve disputes. Even though, you know, Donahue and Stevenson, a case, it's more, was a civil case. The complexities, points to, you know, the complexities, you know, sort of like, you know, has a lot of commercial, you know, commercial aspect to it, even though that was in a, consumption case. Picture this. Let me just, let me draw you a scenario. Helmut is sitting in, Helmut is sitting, is sitting in Eagle FM, Eagle FM bar. Let's say we are not a bar. Relax. It's just an example. Helmut is sitting in is sitting in Eagle FM bar. And then he orders, a glass of, he orders a bottle of beer that's made by Nami Breweries. That's why it's my favorite case. So as Helmut is drinking and enjoying this beer, he finds out that at the bottom of this beer is a rotten snail, and that beer was opened by the nice gentleman that served him the beer. So to basically show that it came sealed. Now, the question that arose from there was, who can Helmut sue? Can now Helmut file file a case of whatever health issues that he is going to have? Whatever health issues that that arise from that, from that, and it's proven by doctors. You don't just come claiming that I got this sickness from without backing it up with some relevant professional, eyes. So the question that arose there was, does Helmut sue Eagle FM that sued that served him the beer, or does Helmut, sue Nami Breweries that sealed the beer? Now, at this point, it's easy for you to say, well, Helmut can just sue Eagle FM because that's where he bought the beer. Or you could be saying, well, you know, helmed, you know, Masu Nami Brewery, because they are the one that sealed the beer. But you have to understand that, well, Nami Breweries made, you know, delivered this product. When it was delivered, it stopped being properties of Nami Breweries and became a property of, you know, it became a property, and so are the liabilities, by the way, of who? Eagle FM Bar. Now, it was, actually, that's the case that gave us, you know, that gave us the nice ruling of holding, you know, of holding, call it companies, responsible for their product. It's, where the regular term used, especially in civil disputes that involves a lot of companies, you know, big companies. And that is, if you hear things like duty of care. In other words, when you are making a product, make sure that it's not faulty. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason why in New Zealand in New Zealand, that is the reason why when North Face, came across a video of a girl that was complaining that she bought a jacket that was marketed as waterproof, but then as soon as the rain started pouring, the waterproofness went out through the window. They had to deliver that jacket, a waterproof one with a helicopter in the middle of a storm. Because you can imagine their lawyers told them, that's bad. You have got to sort it out. But, well, welcome to the world of legal technicalities. On the radio takes over, I have to, with the heavy heart, who am I kidding? I couldn't wait to get the heck out of here. On the radio takes over, and you'll stay tuned for the news update brought to you by yours truly, Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.